Darling, I have come to tell you that it almost breaks my heart that before the morning, darling, we'll be many miles apart. Now don't and don't that sea look wide and deep? And don't my baby look the sweetest when she's in my arms asleep? Come on, Richard. Now don't this road look rough and rocky, and don't that sea look wide and deep, yeah, Doc, and don't my baby look the sweetest when she's in my arms asleep. Pick one there, Doc. Now one more kiss before I leave you. One more kiss before we part. 'Cause you have caused me lots of trouble. Don't my baby look the sweetest when she's in my arms asleep? Let's tag it. Well, when she's in my arms asleep.
Beautiful, John.
Thank you, Doc. Thank you, Rosalie. Thank you, David. I love you all.
Thank you, John.
John, that was fine. One fine bluesy job on that song.
Thank you, sir.
That song ought to be sung.
Unlike some biblical characters, when John Cowan loses his hair, he loses no strength whatsoever. You know, the person up here who's who knew Merle longest, except for Doc himself, is Charles Welch, who's an old schoolmate of Merle's. Charles, you care to share some thoughts?
Hey, Charles, you
give him a little
belly,
microphone,
eh?
Do what, Richard?
There you go.
Not still in the belly, didn't you?
Still in the belly.
Yeah,
I went to school with Merle. We got acquainted in the mid-60s, early 60s, I guess, to the mid-60s, and we actually drove a school bus. We did the things you do when you're a teenager. I didn't play then, and actually, when I met Merle, I don't think he played much, or he didn't let on about it if he did. But anyway, we were good friends, and I remember when Merle got a brand new red car for his 16th birthday. Man, that was cool. What's cooler than having a new red car when you're 16? You remember that, Doc, Rosalie? That was just a nice, I think it was a Ford with a pretty big motor. You know what you would like when you was 16. Merle invited me to go on a trip or two with him. And I had never been out of Deep Gap. Well, actually, Stony Ford, that's kind of a suburb of Deep Gap.
Yeah, it are.
But I guess what I remember just the most about Merle is, you get a little older and you got to go out and get a real job and you don't see each other much. But when I would see Merle, I don't care if it had been 5 years, 2 years, 3 months, big handshake, big smile, how you doing? And I'd say, hey, man, I saw you and Doc on TV the other night, And he'd always say, oh, man, that's nothing. How you been doing? that was just the kind of person he was. He's just a great man. And he was great at making music. I'll shut up here because we've got a lot of stuff to do. But he was great at making music, but he might even been greater making friends.
There you go.
So, Doc, you got a song you would like to do?
And I'll tell you one that Merle had probably heard this song. I don't think we ever played it, or you and Merle never did, I believe. But there's one that Sonny Terry and Brown McGee did that Merle and I both just love to listen to. Something called Keys to the Highway. Do you know that, Charles?
I'll try here and then